Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Conservationists arrested. More loggers move on Australian Gulangook Forest. Action continues. Logging and wood chipping in the old-growth Gulangook Forest in East Gippsland, Australia, began in two areas on Saturday, March 9th, over the loud protests of conservationists. They have tried for years to safeguard the remote area 6 hours away from the nearest city, Canberra. One of the last areas of untouched old-growth forest left in Australia, the Gulangook is rated as a site of national significance for its rainforest values, a rare mix of warm and cool temperate rainforest species. The loggers were protected by state police and Department of Natural Resources and Environment, or NRE, personnel. 10 people were charged at the front gate at Gulangook on Wednesday, the 13th of March, bringing the total of people charged to 19 for the first week following the dismantling of the Gulangook Fort. Heavy-handed tactics by the police and NRE staff have escalated the conflict together with the apparent suspension of public access laws. The Wilderness Society of Australia reports police are using floodlights, infrared tracking devices, and triangulated radio location by police paramilitary special teams in an attempt to keep the public from scrutinizing logging activity in the Gulangook Forest. This has done nothing to deter conservationists defending their natural heritage of rainforest biodiversity. Committed crews are acting day and night and are continuing to deter logging activities. Numbers have dropped temporarily, but new crews are arriving daily and more people are needed. Thursday, March 14th, a tree sit went up in Gulangook Road, preventing logging traffic from entering the controversial Gulangook Forest. The two ground crew, police liaison personnel, and then first aid people were arrested and removed to Orbost, a small town nearby. Around midday, the person up the tree sit was removed, taken to Orbost, and fingerprinted. To protect the Gulangook, the most hardcore blockade ever constructed in Australia was built, and it proved to be the longest running. It was January 1997 when the road was first blockaded by a small tripod and since then has seen countless structures, lock-ons, and protests. On June 5, 1997, World Environment Day, the clear felling of the National Biological Site of Significance known for its rainforest values began. Since then, the blockade has been busted and reconstructed at least 50 times, and over 160 people have been arrested. I am absolutely appalled public roads have been locked and at the total unaccountability of the NRE. Media have been denied access, and logging continues behind locked gates, said Peter Barnes, former senior executive engineer for Shell Energy. Fiona York of the Goonerah Environment Center says the NRE is out of control. Overnight, we have seen the escalation of the conflict with the confiscation of people's basic life-sustaining supplies, whether or not they are in restricted areas, and the removal of name badges by both the police and the NRE, she said. This thuggery clearly demonstrates that the department is determined to push through their agenda of logging behind closed gates despite the ongoing public protests, said York. Conservationists are mounting a sustained campaign of civil disobedience with hundreds of people coming in from all over the country to take part in the campaign to halt logging in this pristine area of old-growth forest. Gavin McFasden, Victorian campaign manager for the Wilderness Society, said, "This is a sad day for all Victorians. Arguably, Victoria's highest conservation value old-growth forest and an icon for the Environment Network is being destroyed for as little as 10 cents per ton. This is utterly senseless destruction." The area is home to rare and threatened animals such as the spotted quoll, the long-footed paturo, and the sooty owl and the powerful owl, as well as large old-growth trees and rare plants such as slender tree fern and the green bird orchid. Conservation groups have been calling for Gulangook to be added to the adjacent Erinundra National Park. For more information, visit the website www.geco.org.au. That's www.geco.org.au. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy, send the fans home.